It is estimated that 1.3 million people have been internally displaced, and many civilians continue to seek refuge in underground shelters as sporadic fighting continued in Donetsk. Leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany agreed in February this year on a package of measures to end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. However, the security situation is getting worse, according to Alexander Hug, deputy chief monitor of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE Special Monitoring Mission in Ukraine. He briefed the Security Council via video teleconference from the Ukrainian capital, Kiev.
Today, I'm reporting to you a significant deterioration of the security situation in Ukraine. The violence witnessed in and around the town of Marinka, close to the line of contact, constitutes a new worrying development in the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Mr. Hook told the Security Council that after the signing of the Minsk package of measures, large parts of the conflict region had initially remained quiet for some months.
This was particularly true for the Luhansk region. However, throughout all this period, fighting continued in some hotspots, such as in the surrounding of the destroyed airport of the city of Donetsk and in the area of the city of Mariupol around the village of Shirokine.
The head of political affairs at the UN, Jeffrey Feltman, said it is sad that just this Wednesday, an additional 28 people, including 9 civilians, were killed in deadly clashes around Marinka.
This is a sharp increase over past weeks, particularly as heavy shelling elsewhere in Donetsk reportedly continued throughout yesterday. We're either looking at a return to a deepening and tractable conflict or a momentary upsurge in parts of the conflict zone. We cannot afford either scenario.
The UN political chief said the ceasefire must be fully respected and the protection of civilians a priority. He stressed that all parties to the conflict should refrain from using threats of violence and military leverage to influence the political process. Derek Mbata, United Nations.